Current State on WKAR. Good morning, I'm Mark Bayshore. You can reach us via email at currentstate@wkar.org. And here on our first day, we're obviously pretty interested in what you make of the program and eager to hear your programming ideas or positive or negative criticism, whatever you want. Also follow us on Twitter at KAR Current State. MLive's Angela Whitrock joins us for a look at business and the economy and money stuff. Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm fabulous, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to you. I found out you were the first person I heard from this morning to learn that the Lansing-made Cadillac ATS was named the Car of the Year at the Detroit Auto Show.
It's really fabulous news. You know, this car was unveiled last year at the auto show, so it's a really sweet, fast turnaround when you think about it. The first one came off the line in July. A lot of us were there. It was a great turnout. It's a beautiful car.
Yeah.
The folks who built it are tremendously proud of the job they've done. And obviously it paid off. I mean, it's racking up awards left and right.
Yeah. I think the challenge for Cadillac, as I understand, is really, I think they're going to retool the CTS, mm-hmm. as I understand it. But that's been the flagship model for Cadillac and what has been a roaring success for a long time now. But, you know, now they've got enough successful, it's a nice problem to have, you know, they've
right.
got enough successful models. It's like, how do they position these things against each other?
Right. And what they're trying to do, I think, is, you know, my grandfather drove a Cadillac when I was growing up, and they were
A Datalac, yes. Yeah,
huge cars that were more for cruising than anything else. And, you know, one thing that you notice about the ATS, they describe it consistently as fun to drive.
Yeah.
You know, the commercials show how nimble it is. The engine options, the size, everything about this car is geared toward people who want to have the luxury that Cadillac offers, but have fun while they're in it. They don't want to.
Well, it's positioned to compete against a BMW and a Mercedes.
Correct.
So
it's in the
sporty ones.
Yes,
the sporty.
In the compact luxury market, which has been, you know, historically pretty tough for any American automaker to crack. So, you know, being named the Car of the Year as a compact luxury vehicle, you know, competing with beat out the Ford Fusion and the Honda Accord, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Car of the Year, huge, and in that market, amazing.
It wasn't that long ago that Saturn Aura was actually named the Detroit Auto Show Car of the Year, and it feels so funny to say that now because they killed Saturn, obviously.
Right.
So the Saturn Aura is no more. You still see them on the road, but I don't know. GM seems to fare pretty well when it comes to the Car of the Year award at the Detroit Auto Show.
They have been. You know, and one thing that's also interesting is that the Dodge pickup truck, I think it was the Ram, won Truck of the Year. So you have two sort of cars, two winners that both came from the bailout in a way.
Yeah.
You know, these were GM and Chrysler were both supported by, you know, the federal administration when they were in trouble, and now they're both winning awards.
Right. Well, now let's move on to other topics here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we learned last week that some properties that were part of City Center 2 in East Lansing turn out to have some unpaid city taxes. What do you know about that?
I actually have a story up this morning. There are three properties that we're talking about here. Two of them are on Grand River. One, a lot of local folks will recognize, is the former Citizens Bank building, huge building on the corner of Grand River and
sure.
Abbott. The other affiliated properties with that are sort of this little strip mall a little further west. Then there's a third property on Evergreen, these old apartments, Evergreen Arms. All three are part of some new redevelopment proposals put forth by a couple of related companies, and all three owe back taxes. When you add up the costs of the taxes that are owed, it's over $113,000.
Hmm. And this just came to light last week?
This did just come to light last week. The Lansing State Journal broke the story with the one parcel on Grand River. And then this morning we released the information about the others. And this is not, you know, the first time that things like this have happened. There's a history of developers in town who've had problems like this, and it's, you know, unfortunately not that uncommon.
It's not an uncommon problem. Are all three of these Strathmore properties? I mean, this
yes,
is Scott Chappell.
Yep.
Scott Chappell and Strathmore, who was the godfather of the original City Center 2 project that finally went down last summer.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
He was selected as the developer. He's told me multiple times he has not a lot to do with these, but definitely documents and state filings show otherwise.
And nothing happens then until $113,000 gets paid off.
Well, that's the tricky part. The city attorney in East Lansing has released some has released an opinion at the behest of Vic Loomis on the city council that says you can't actually stop a project from moving forward just because they owe taxes.
Really?
Now, this is a sort of, it depends on what your definition of is moment. It really depends on what your definition of delinquency is. They say no one's in delinquency until the taxes are turned over to the county, which happens March 1st. But then they say once the taxes are turned over to the county, they owe the county, not the city, so they can still do business. So East Lansing taxpayers are probably going to be a little bit concerned about, you know, authorizing a money-making venture for someone who's not paying their fair share.
So we wait and see on any development. That you're saying development may actually move forward even if the taxes aren't addressed.
Correct. And, okay, you know, taxes are the least of the problems with the parcel at the Citizens Bank parcel. That's actually been in foreclosure since October, and the Chappelle Company will lose possession of it permanently if they don't pay off over a $500,000 mortgage by the end of February.
And is the city council taking this up formally this week, or has this already been on their agenda?
It's been on the agenda. They will be looking at the City Center 2 properties on Grand River this week. They'll have a public hearing, then probably send it back to a committee for further work. But it looks like, you know, this is on their radar. They'll be talking about it. No one's really sure when a vote would happen yet.
A lot of downtown development in East Lansing seems to be focused around the Ann Street Plaza. You know, mm-hmm. Every time I drive down through there, there's something really noticeably different about that. And with everything happening there, it makes the old bank building in that area just look even bleaker, unfortunately.
It's been a real eyesore for the community for about 10 years. It's, you know, the bank building was open when I first started school, which was, you know, decades ago now.
Well, I remember that, yeah. I had an account there.
Yeah. I did too. It's, you know, it's something that's been on the city's radar for a long time. That was one of the reasons they had these high hopes for this public-private development that ultimately, as you mentioned, fell through. But it's an eyesore. It's the gateway to the city, and it looks, by comparison, as you mentioned, just awful.
The tax with the tax season approaching, a lot of people seem to be evaluating whether recent Michigan tax policies are working. The work the State Journal did yesterday suggested they're not. That seems to be a pretty hot topic.
Well, it was a really fascinating article and great reporting. You know, you hear a lot about these policies that are being enacted in order to create jobs. And, you know, at the same time, the administration, the Rick Snyder administration, has said, you know, we're not going to point to 40 jobs were created because we enacted right to work or 50 jobs due to this tax cut. What they say is that they're ultimately attempting to create a better climate for doing business. Whether this is an A plus B equals C sort of proposition, no one can tell. I mean, Charlie Ballard's a really respected economist at MSU, and he said, you know, it's almost impossible to tell whether these job gains over the past 2 years are the result of any policies or just outside factors.
Now, is that what he said last week at the Detroit Economic Club? I think he was down there for something happening.
He may
there.
Have, yeah. I wasn't at that one.
Okay. There's so many metrics. That's what I can't get over. Everybody's
right.
Got their metrics they
well,
can point to.
Well, and even the jobs numbers don't quite add up. You know, there's the State Bureau of Labor numbers, and then there are the numbers that everyone else estimates. And so, you know, really it's a crapshoot. No one really knows.
What are you working on this week?
I'm working more on some East Lansing development news. I've got some news coming about a local company that's been selected to help make the pandemic flu vaccine. You know, and gosh, if we had another half an hour, I could give you a complete rundown of everything I'm working on.
Actually, well, Bob Trezise is going to be in tomorrow morning from LEAP, so we're going to give Bob a half an hour to run down everything. He had a laundry list of projects in the State Journal here a week ago Sunday, I think. It just went on and on and on and on. And so we're going to have Bob and Jeff Smith in tomorrow to talk about that. Are you going to take in the car show then? Are you tempted to take in the car show?
You know, I'm tempted to take it in. I am always shopping for a faster car with a bigger engine, much to my husband's chagrin. but I really do hope to get down there this week. And if not, you can bet I will be following the coverage religiously.
The very green Angela Whitrock, always looking for faster and bigger engines. Angela, thanks an awful lot.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Appreciate your time.